One of the things that I struggle with in myself, and again, I lived in Africa, I've traveled a lot of the world, is the judgments from my privileged place in the world. Equality of women, for instance. I was raised Catholic, and women do not have an equal place in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church as men do. People can say, Paul said, I do not allow women to have authority over a man. And then they'll look at Islam and say, yeah, but the Muslims, they don't allow women to pray with the men, so they're not equal. I have a trouble myself trying to say, when is it okay to have a judgment? Is that just cultural imperialism on my part? Is this prejudice? It's just this moment in time when I think of that. How do you approach that?
I try case by case. I think within the Quranic paradigm, there's an Arabic word, fitra. Fitra means that natural inclination in all people to find a purpose. It's kind of the spiritual belly button, if you will. That scar that we have that we look upon as just a part of every person. But really, what is a belly button? Is it's a scar. It's where you were connected to that which sustained you. And when you were cut from that and were then freed in this world to breathe for yourself and eat for yourself and live for yourself, it's a reminder to honor that source of where you came. And it's also a reminder that you are scarred from that separation. And in a spiritual sense, fitra is that spiritual belly button. It's that reminder that we've all come from a sacred source and we are all to be thankful for what we were given coming into this world, but to be reminded that we will also leave this world. And so that fitra is what guides me in those deductions and in those choices that I need to make in life. And indeed, the empires of Christianity, the empires of Judaism, the empires of Islam, people have tried, for whatever reason, good or bad, to keep a focus, to keep that road going towards something divine. But those people, those all of us, as the song says, we've sometimes made pretty bad choices. And I try to reflect upon that fitra in me with each circumstance I'm in, because I believe what the Quran teaches is that we are all genderless spiritual souls. And to differentiate between each other in matters of personal worth based upon what anatomy we have or what privilege we have or is just completely contrary to the idea that we've all been created with a purpose. And so for me, it is definitely something that I'm constantly having to recalibrate my cultural upbringing. What are the things that I was raised with that have maybe resulted in me having some privileged sense of entitlement or opinions? And it's a constant recalibration, which I think comes through just being always reflecting on oneself and reflecting on others and their circumstance. As our indigenous brothers and sisters say, you know, you can't know a person until you empathize. You walk in their shoes. You walk in their moccasins. And that's, I think, something that's very important for us to always be trying to do.
And the journey is so much of the learning. People forget about that. The journey is where we learn. If I'm just sitting plunked in one place and looking out as Lord of all the world myself, as the judge and executioner for the world, there's so much I don't understand until I walk in those moccasins.